Okay, today there's some more continuing in the third parak of Maseches Midos, and we're up to parak Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hakior haya beina ulam lamizbeach v'mashu klapei hadarum. The kior was between the ulam and the mizbeach hachitzon, and it was a little bit toward the south. It wasn't directly between them. Beina ulam lamizbeach shtayim v'asher mama. There were 22 amos between the ulam and the mizbeach. V'shtei mesrei malus hayusham. There were 12 steps in that 22 amos that would go up to the entrance of the ulam. The rom malachati ama v'shulcha ama. That the first step had the first set of steps had four steps, and it was one. It was a half an ama up and an ama across. Ama ama v'rovet shalosh. The second step was one ama, and third step was one ama, and the fourth step was three amos long. The ama ama rovid v'shalosh, and then they had another set of steps where the first step was one ama across, second step was also one ama across, and then the third step was again three amos across. Ve'alyona ama ama v'rovid arba, and then the top set of steps had, you know, was also an ama, then an ama, and then four amos across. So you see this sometimes, like you go up, I don't know, by what I'm thinking of is by a lot of places where you have a lot of steps, and then they're going in a certain pattern, and then there's like a landing. So you have a similar thing over there, like you have by Mar Samachpela, you have near the Kotel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yona Ama Ama Vrovid Chomesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that the top one had a five Ama landing at the top of it. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Pischo Shel Ulam Gavo Arbaim Ama Vrachva Eser Ama. The entrance of the Ulam was 40 Amos high and 20 Amos wide. V'chamesh Melatraus Shel Melas Hayu Al Gabav. And there were five wooden beams that were above the entranceway of the ulam. The bottom beam was one amma wider on each side than the pesach. So if the pesach was 20 amos wide, it was 22 amos wide. The beam on top of that was another amma bigger than that on each side. So it was 24. And it kept going like that. So the top beam was 30 amos. And in between these beams, there was a row of stones in between each of these beams. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we described where the kior was located, and we described the steps in between the ulam and the mizbeach, and how there were landings on each step, although there was some machlokas about how big the landing was in the top set of steps. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we described the entranceway of the ulam as being 40 amos high and 20 amos wide, with five beams on top of it. In between each beam was a row of stones, and each beam, as you went up, was progressively longer than the beam below it, but even the lowest beam was 22 amos long. So it went 22, 24, 26, 28, 30 amos long of the beams that were on top of the Pesach of the Ulam. Okay, Bezeshem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches.